What is up, internet movie fans? Welcome back to Movies Chat. My name is Eric Davis, and today we're mourning a summer movie. Yes, in case you haven't seen it yet, G.I. Joe Retaliation is not coming out on June 29th of this year. It has been pushed back 9 months to March 29th, 2013. What does this mean for the film? What does this mean for the franchise? Joining me today to talk about all of this stuff and more is my friend Sean O'Connell. He is a writer and a critic for Movies.com and Fandango and Cinema Blend and Screen Crush, and I'm sure I could keep going. Sean, you know, there's a lot of places that you write for. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thanks. I'm a big fan of these chats, Eric. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you, thank you. You're the fan. You're the guy that listens every couple of days. So this is a big news that they're delaying the film 9 months. We're 5 weeks out from its release. They've already released a trailer. They've started to market this film. You have two boys. I'm sure they were looking forward to buying up all the toys that come out for this movie. So what's your initial reaction to this?
My gut reaction to it is that we probably know about 50% of the story, and I'm not buying necessarily this line that we're delaying it to retrofit for 3D. I mean, that might be part of the reason, but my initial reaction, and I don't want to sound so cynical about it, is just that there's definitely something bigger going on, because you can't get this close to a release date on a major summer property like this and all of a sudden just throw the whole thing into reverse. Now, you talked about them already having a trailer out. The marketing campaign was really in full gear. They had a Super Bowl spot, which cost a fortune. Yeah. This would be like if Warner Brothers, maybe not quite as big, but if Warner just decided all of a sudden, hey, you know what, we're gonna move The Dark Knight back because we want to go 3D and get a little bit extra out of it. Everybody would be going crazy about what's wrong with the film. Why have they changed their mind so drastically? So, yeah, maybe getting the 3D bump was part of it, but I definitely think there's something else going on.
I mean, you know what gets me about this is, look, the first G.I. Joe film, we're not talking Batman Begins here. I mean, right. it was a fun action film, but it was silly, and it didn't apologize for being silly. It was over the top, you know, sometimes campy action. And it said to its audience, look, this is what we are. Right. Either accept us or don't. And a lot of people just had fun with it. You know, they turned their brains off and they just had fun with it. So, I mean, how bad could this sequel be? You know, that it's like it's that much worse that they're delaying it 9 months. You know, it's like, is it really that much wrong with the film? Or did like something like The Avengers just kind of put this image in everybody's head and said, whoa, dollar signs. You know, screw it. We'll delay it 9 months. People will forget about it next week, and we'll make more money on it.
Man, I don't know, because the only thing I can think of is that they seem to have changed gears so drastically from the first one to the second one by bringing in all new actors, whether it's Dwayne Johnson or trying to bring Bruce Willis in. And so this is one of those films that I feel like I know the least about what we were getting into anyway, beyond the fact that it's G.I. Joe. And these are the new faces that were in it. Although the trailer showed us some, you know, some pretty big money shots, I don't know if it sold so much of a plot. So maybe it's a big script problem where the thing just makes completely no sense and they want to try and rework it. Because you said now they're starting to drop some more hints that they may be doing some reshoots. And it's not just a 3D retrofit what they already have existing. They may be trying to punch this up and maybe streamline it so that it's a little bit more comprehensive. We just don't know.
Yeah, it looks like it. You know, what's happened since the announcement yesterday is Dwayne Johnson, and I figured that I think I even tweeted something about where is The Rock, where is Dwayne Johnson, because he's usually the spokesman for films of his on Twitter. Right. And so he came onto Twitter and somebody asked him, I hope it's worth the wait, and he said, yeah, it will be. We're designing new scenes to enhance the 3D. So boom, now they're reshooting more scenes, and they're shooting specific scenes for 3D. Also, which just hit a few minutes ago, there's a rumor that they also want Joseph Gordon-Levitt to come back to return as Cobra Commander. It's not confirmed, but that's a rumor, and that's part of the reason why they're waiting the 9 months to free him up. He's going to be in The Dark Knight Rises. His star will be a little bit bigger, and so that's right. Kind of that's what that's about. So maybe it is more story than 3D.
Part of one of the warning lights that goes up also, too, and we just don't know this, is John M. Chu, the director, obviously has never done action before. This is a film that's going to completely hang its hat on its action sequences. Like you said, the first one, you didn't go to the first one because you wanted character development. It really was just to see some eye-popping sequences.
Yeah.
And he's done, you know, 3D predominantly dance choreography films. He did the Justin Bieber film, obviously. You always tend to pay attention to somebody who's trying action for the first time, and especially one on such a big scale as what promises to be a summer blockbuster. I wonder how those sequences are playing themselves out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because some people are bringing up back up a Hollywood Reporter interview from South by Southwest with John M. Chu, where right. where they asked him, why didn't you shoot the film in 3D? And he said there was a point where they were going to do it, and he wanted to do it. I'll just read you a bit of his quote. It seemed like a natural thing, but I told them I know 3D. This is what we need. If we're going to do 3D, we're going to do it right. It had a certain price tag to it, and I was like, if you guys are down, I'm down, but I do need more time to do it right. And they were about to do it, but they cut it just a little bit short, and I said, if you guys are going to cut it short, there is no point. Let's make a movie. Let's go for it, and we'll go all out. And we shot on film, Super 35, and right. I thought this may be one of the last times I get to shoot on film, and it was actually kind of freeing. I mean, I love 3D, and I think there's a lot you can do with it, but there is something to be said about just not – waiting for anything. You're just going. We shot so much film. I think we shot 1.2 million feet of film.
Okay.
So, I mean, what is it? Is that – I don't know much about 3D conversion, but I mean, is shooting it on film, is that why it's being delayed so long, transferring that to 3D? I'm not sure how difficult that is.
Oh, I think when the – once they announced a delay, or once they probably decided amongst themselves, we're going to delay it, they had to find a window of which was the best opportunity to drop this film. And you're not going to put a G.I. Joe film, I wouldn't, in November or December, where it's just not that market.
Yeah.
And March is sort of establishing itself as a new launch pad for – obviously, Hunger Games just came out and made a fortune. I know something came out the year before that. But it was funny, like with Fast Five doing April and almost, you know, moving the summer season up a little bit more, it feels now like the end of March is almost starting to maybe establish itself as the beginning of the summer season, as ridiculous as that sounds. But I think once Paramount said, you know what, we're not going to be finished in time, or we're going to completely redo it visually, we got to find the right spot for it. But, you know, they picked a weekend now in March 2013 where they're going up against The Host, which is the adaptation of the Stephanie Meyer's book. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're sitting back and saying, you know, that's going to appeal to teenage girls or maybe a different audience than what would go for G.I. Joe. But if I were a studio, I don't know if I'd want to go up against that.
Well, I mean, it's either that or open up a couple of days before The Amazing Spider-Man. And this is a film that you're directly competing with the audience. You know, those two films, I think a G.I. Joe film and a Spider-Man film are directly competing for the same audience.
Yeah, I would say.
So, I mean, I don't know if that also played a role in it at all.
One of the quotes, and I don't know where I read this now, they said, well, you know, James Cameron's conversion, his post-conversion with Titanic, he proved that you could take a film that exists and post-convert it, and look how good that turned out. And they've already, by extending the release date and pushing it back, they've increased expectations for this film of, okay, if you're going to improve it, it better be really, really good. Now the studio's coming out and trying to make comparisons to Cameron and Titanic and talk about putting even more weight on John Chu's shoulders. I mean, if I'm the director, I don't think the studio's doing me any favors today.
No. I mean, yeah, now you have to go and you have to conceive of these really cool scenes in 3D and you have to shoot them and sell it. And I mean, that's what might save this film. If they go back and they – you know, create these really ridiculous, awesome 3D action sequences, you know, and then they kind of use those as promo leading up to the release in March. I mean, could something like that save this film in the fans' eyes?
Oh, absolutely. Because honestly, we know if this comes out next March and it's, I won't say mind-blowing because I don't think it was ever going to be that good. But if it's a really fun roller coaster ride, very few people are going to be, you know, we'll all know and we'll sort of, you know, we might gripe about it a little bit. But the mainstream audience is going to go and just have a good time with it, whether they saw it now or whether they saw it then. So, yeah, he absolutely has to deliver now a film that at least transcends the initial conversation point of, well, they delayed it for this and this is all we get kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, it has to automatically already beat that level.
Yeah. Yeah, especially when you have trailers that are already out and marketing materials that are already out. I mean, it's not like you've been hiding this film. I mean, there's a lot out there already. So you have to now surprise people again.
And you know how difficult it can be. Like, these marketing campaigns are planned, you know, a year and a half out in advance.
Oh, yeah.
And you're hitting these beats at certain points to constantly drill it into an audience's head. G.I. Joe Retaliation is coming. And like you said, with the first one, I don't think really established itself as a franchise starter.
No.
I think it did well, and the studio probably thought, all right, we have something here. Let's start building on it. And in fact, expanding it. We'll bring in a few other people who are known for their roles in action franchises. Obviously, we're gonna sink us some money into getting Bruce Willis to take time out of his busy schedule and pop up. Imagine them trying to convince Willis, of all people, to come back and potentially do reshoots. I don't imagine that's going to be an easy conversation to have.
Well, I mean, he's also busy doing the Die Hard movie, so I don't know when he's going to be able to do that.
He's going to be in Russia, isn't there? Aren't they shooting that in Russia?
I think they're shooting it in Russia. And The Rock is working on Michael Bay's film now. And then I don't know if he's doing the next Fast and Furious film. So
this is a scheduling nightmare.
Yeah, yeah, it's got to be. I mean, that's probably why the 9 months is a good, you know, you have 9 months to fit these people into whatever they need to be fit into. And also to develop these grand 3D sequences now that you have to inject into this film. I mean, what does this do for the franchise? Does this now mean this franchise is over? It's going to stop with this film?
No. I don't think so. I mean, if anything, and I don't know how high my hopes were for it becoming a franchise that spawned multiple sequels. I think if anything, and maybe it's helping it to put itself on stronger footing, because like you said, now they have the time to hopefully patch up all the rough spots, make a film that really is memorable, that stands out. But I'm looking ahead to, you know, next summer and what Paramount, I just don't understand this, Eric. I mean, now all they have for this summer now is The Dictator and Katy Perry 3D. That's it. That's their whole slate for the summer season. And next year, this is going to compete with, well, I mean, potentially they have the Star Trek sequel for May and World War Z in June. I just don't understand this.
Yeah.
I'm so confused by this.
Yeah, it's a confusing move. I mean, it's Paramount. We're used to seeing Paramount dominate a year, dominate the summer, especially when they had the Marvel movies. But I mean, speaking of Marvel, they've already made, I think, I heard someone say they already made $100 million off Avengers because they were partnered with Disney in distributing that. So they've already kind of made some money this summer. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't realize that they've made some money, but they're making money off the Avengers, a good deal. It was kind of their film too. So, you know, it's weird. This is a weird time for them.
But, and I guess we have to consider this. If they're delaying it to simply retrofit for 3D and get a few more dollars off of each ticket sold, then I'm disappointed. However, I'd like to be optimistic and think that they saw that they had a film that wasn't going to work, although I think they probably should have realized this a little bit earlier than a few weeks from release. If they really are deciding, and maybe it's because they're all of a sudden a little bit more, you know, cash heavy because of the Avengers, and they thought, you know what, we can take the time and we're going to do this better, and we think this is a franchise that has potential. I read recently when people were thinking about really crazy ways to team up new franchises. This might have been on movies.com about potentially doing Transformers and G.I. Joe. You know, there's so much potential for this franchise. So maybe Paramount really did say, we want to get it as right as we can. Because that's what Avengers taught me. Avengers taught me that Marvel had, in my mind, one shot to really get an Avengers movie right. So they spent the money, they spent the time, and it worked. That's why it works as well as it does.
Yeah.
I'd like to be optimistic, be some positive thinking, and think Paramount really wants to deliver a great, great movie, and so they're going to take the time and take the initial publicity marketing hit of, oh, something's wrong with the movie, and then they'll just come back in March and they'll drop it on us and it'll be amazing and great. That then wipes away this whole conversation.
No, and you're right, and that's hopefully what they do. I mean, look, they need a big franchise now. They don't have the Marvel films anymore, so maybe they are taking the time. And if they did do that and they do come out in the end of March and they deliver a really kick-ass G.I. Joe film, then more power to them for realizing that and stopping and taking this hit and then making the film a better movie to have fun with, because that's what we want to do. We want to have fun with this film at the end of the day. Hopefully that they turn it into something that's a little bit more enjoyable. Sean, what are you working on right now in your personal or professional life that you're excited about?
I believe it or not, I'm one of the people ringing the bell the loudest for The Amazing Spider-Man. And I know everyone's talking about The Dark Knight and The Avengers was still a big, you know, dot on everyone's radar. But I'm a huge Spider-Man geek. Everything I've seen about this movie coming out July 3rd has told me that they're going in the right direction. We could do a whole chat one day about how disappointed I was in the Raimi films.
We could.
And I felt like the lone voice in the wilderness saying, no, he did a few things wrong. And it seems like Mark Webb is cleaning it up. So right now I'm in full-on Amazing Spider-Man mode, and I can't wait for that film to get here.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks for a lot for coming down and chatting on our Movies Chat episode today. And I hope everything goes okay.
Thanks, man.
Take care.